Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on little as far as our essentials also are concerned. In other words, in terms of our eating, our drinking, our clothing, etc. Even these things also, we should be happy to suffice on little. Not that all the time we want extravagance. Our food must be of a very luxurious nature. The drinks that we have must be very luxurious and expensive. And our clothing also must be branded, must be a certain quality. We must be happy to be simple. Whatever we've got, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the day we don't have it for whatever reason, or we don't have that type of, today we'll see the bidding of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't have that type of comfort for whatever reason, we don't complain. We look to see how our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lived in such simplicity, but yet he would make so much of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he was given. So today we do the bidding of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to speak, what was the mattress of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Was it a Sealy Posturepedic? Was it a Tempur? Was it a Cloud 9? Was it a branded mattress that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had? What type of mattress did Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam sleep on? So today's hadith in Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat kana firash Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam min udmin hashwuhu leafun, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the bedding of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was made of skin, in other words, made of leather. That was the outer covering of the bedding of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Skin of animal, it was leather. And it was filled with leaves and fiber of a palm tree. The inside was stuffed with leaves and fiber of a palm tree. In those days, the wealthy people, the stuffing, the inside of the bedding would be wool. They take wool and stuff it to make it nice and soft. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's inside, the material, the fabric, what was used to stuff this bedding of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaves and fibers from the palm tree. Ulama explained that this was actually the waste of the farmers. What the farmers didn't require, it was like the dump so to speak, that now was something that was freely available. This made up the inside of the bedding of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a simple bedding he had, that what was the dump and the things that were not used, now that was taken and put in as the inside of the bedding of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So simplicity is something that is very, very important. There was a very pious person by the name of Fariruddin Attar rahmatullah alayh. This Fariruddin Attar was a pharmacist. In those days, the pharmacist also, they would keep very expensive medication and they would also sell perfumes. So he had a shop that he would sell his products. And one day Allah Ta'ala, he was a good-hearted person, very good-hearted person. Allah Ta'ala wanted him to change his life. And sometimes when Allah Ta'ala wants a person to change his life, Allah Ta'ala makes him go through a certain experience. Sometimes we find that we have to go through a certain experience. We ask ourselves, we think the thought, Shaitan puts his thought, that why Allah Ta'ala made me go through this? That I have to be such that I have to go through trouble as far as my children is concerned. I have to go through trials as far as my family is concerned. But Allah Ta'ala puts a person through certain situations sometimes to bring him closer. On hindsight, and you see that actually the thing that Allah Ta'ala caused a person to go through, sometimes loss of life, sometimes loss of wealth, sometimes it's loss of happiness, whatever it is for those moments, momentarily, it was to bring that person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala wanted to bring him closer. So he used a very strange, different way, method of bringing this Fariruddin Attar rahmatullah alayhi closer. So he sent one customer to, Allah Ta'ala sent one customer to his shop. So this customer came to his shop. He was dressed like a, what we would normally say, a hermit, a durvesh. So he came there and he started looking at the different bottles he had here in his shop. So he took one bottle, he's inspecting, he put it back, took another bottle, inspecting, like that, went to the third bottle. Then he went to the containers that he had in the shop, he took it and he's inspecting it. So Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi asked him, do you want to purchase anything? Do you want to buy anything from the shop? So he said, no, I don't want to purchase. So he says, then why are you looking at all, each product like that? If you don't want to purchase, then why are you looking at each product? So he says, I'm inspecting each product here to see how your ruh is going to be extracted from each of these bottles, from each of these containers, how your ruh is going to be taken out. So he replied to him, he said, my ruh will be taken out exactly like how your ruh also will be taken out from your body, same. So he said, must I show you how my ruh will be taken out? So he went to one corner of the shop, he lied down, he recited kalima and he passed away. It was such, Allah Ta'ala had made it such that his time was up, But his last moments also was a sabak for this Fariruddin Attar. He got such a shock, he got such a surprise that so easily this man passed away. He just went to this corner, put a mat down, recited Kalima, and he passed away so easily. From that point onwards, he changed his life. He forgot about, he says, he's giving up all this massive shop that he had, this business that he had, etc. He said, I'd rather turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this man can go away so easily, ulama explained that what was the relationship between each bottle there and the person's ruh coming out. So what the person's attached to in this world, his attachment, all those things that a person is attached to, his investments, his buildings, his properties, all these things that he's attached to, it's as though that his ruh has to be extracted from all these things. It will be much harder for a person who's got a great attachment to the world for his ruh to come out of his body than a person whose heart is already attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That man whose heart is attached to Allah ta'ala, his ruh comes out from his body very, very easily. Why? That attachment is already there. So therefore, the more attachment we have to dunya and the things of this world, the more difficult it will become at the time of death. Allah ta'ala make it such that as we are going and proceeding in life, more and more our attachment is with him, our attachment is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and less our attachment is with this world. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.